Good morning. Welcome to another round of ABCD. Today's shiur is going to be Refuah Shleima, Rav Meir Ben Mendeleya. Refuah Shleima for his enochal that he hurt. Okay, Vahashvi. We're talking about the seventh advantage that a Baal Bitachon has over someone who could just print money. Remember a few years ago, there was a COVID happened, right? So he writes Rabbeinu Bechaya Vashvi Shabbal Kimaka Efshishlo Yagia El Mizoni Vemashish Etzli Menazav Vakesav. It's possible that this guy could print all the money that he wants, but he can't get his food or whatever he needs with all this money. Why? Because maybe some of his things that he wants are just not available in that time. Like COVID, there was no, if you remember, we were running around and there was a limited supply of how many toilet paper rolls you could have gotten, right? So no matter how rich you got, you only got one. But a Baal Bitachon, but actually let's go back for a moment. That sounds a little bit too far-fetched. But there's many times, especially us Jews, where we've been in times and situations where you could be as rich as you are, and sometimes it just doesn't help. He quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, talking about the times where Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim and exiled us to Bavel. It says, "Vizav kaspam b'chutz tashlichu." They threw their money into the streets, over the walls. Gam kaspam gam zahavim lo yuchal atzilam. But their money was not able to save them. Right? No matter, you know, they're surrounded. Nebuchadnezzar was trying to destroy, trying to exile us. Also, in the Holocaust, right? Sometimes we've witnessed in our history, like the Holocaust, where you could be as rich as you can, you could be a professor, you could be a doctor, and you were stripped, you're not allowed to do your job, and no matter how rich you are, you had to wear the yellow star. And, you know, enough said. But, a Baal Bitachon, what does he write? V'abateach v'ashem lo yibatzer mimenu mezayna. He's never lacking what he needs. V'chol eis v'chol makim ad seif yamav. For the rest of his life. Now you're going to ask me the question. But, we see tzaddikim, who maybe don't have too much going on in their lives. They are in poverty or are poor or don't have so much. So what's going on over there? So there's a couple of ways we can answer a question like that. First of all, especially these days, you really don't see someone who can't put food on the table. We have, Baruch Hashem, plenty of organizations and tzedakahs that help Talmidei Chachamim, Rebbeim, Justam Aniyim, helping them get through their times. And a real Baal Bitachon doesn't matter where their money comes from, right? You don't have to have the job to feel good. It's not my money, it's not your money. A Baal Bitachon knows that tzedakah is something very special. Rich people who Hashem gives a lot of money, it makes them the usher, the rich man, because he knows their neshama needs the mitzvah of tzedakah. You really, if you think about it for a moment, you have to have, every time you give tzedakah, you have to have a kar satoiv to the ani. Why? Because this person is living a life in your eyes that is, difficult for your benefit, so that you could give tzedakah to. Really, not just an ani, but any tzedakah that you give to any organization, whatever you're helping, bring that Yeshua, you have to have hakar satov to the people who need your help. Because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't get that mitzvah of tzedakah. A real Baal Bitachon knows that the dollar that I get from this organization, or the dollar that I work for, the dollar that I find in the street, it's nobody's dollar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives money to you only so you could give it to him, and gives money to you so only you could give it to her. A Baal Bitachon knows that everything comes from Shemayim and everything is chesed. Secondly, sometimes tzaddikim really don't, they're not looking for a lavish lifestyle. They're happy with what they have. They're sameach b'chalko, which is the most beautiful thing in the world. And you know why? You know why they're happy with that? It's because from less material means more spiritual. What do I mean? Take a look at all the hostages in Gaza, right, that were inside these tunnels. They come out, what do they say? They don't say, oh my God, I need to go to this restaurant. I've been missing it forever. What do they say? They say Friday night, I forget which hostage it was, but the tzaddik says, what do I want? Ten li kippah, ten li kos shel kiddush. Right? That's what he wants. Why? What happened in these dark tunnels of Gaza? Because the less material that you have, the more spiritual comes about. There's a pasuk that we say every day in the Hallelukas, right? It says, from all the stars, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every single one and gives names to each and every single one of them. The Radak writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every single star, and you can't count how many there are. And he gives a name to each and every single one based on their koyach, on their tafkid, on what they're supposed to do. And if you think about it for a moment, that's the same thing with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every single person, every single Jew. He doesn't get lost, right? The pasuk right before says, "Nitche arba kafes aretz," right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us all in. No matter if you're in Alaska, to Timbuktu, to Madagascar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where each and every Jew is, and he gave us a neshama. And that neshama is a GPS system where he knows where we are, what we need, all the nisyonis and all the hardships that we go through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us because it's all chesed, as we said last week, right? You don't complain to the doctor for giving you a different medicine from someone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you need. And what's special about that little GPS signal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and gives us all is it's a two-way street, right? It doesn't just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu where we are, but it also tells us where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's why when you're in that dark tunnel, you've got nothing else. You're not thinking about your steaks or where you're going to get the next, what movie you're going to watch next or whatever it is. That signal inside of you, your neshama, calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find you and also calls for you out to find out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a tzaddik knows that the less material means more spiritual. And besides that, bitachon also helps you in a lot of different ways. We're talking about money. One of the biggest and most difficult midas that we all, you know, go through is parting with our money, stinginess. But Abba Bitachon knows that I don't have to worry about stinginess. You need something? I'm giving it to you because it's not mine. My dollar is not my dollar. My dollar is here because Hashem gave it to me. And Hashem wants me to help you out and spread the wealth and spread the love. Stinginess, if you have Abba Bitachon, does not exist in your life. There's a story about Warren Buffett. Right, his son used to use the same car service or driver as he had. I think it was Warren Buffett. I'm not sure exactly, but the idea is true. If it's Warren Buffett or a different big rich man, that the driver asked Warren Buffett, "How come every time your son, I give him a ride, he gives me a tip of $20, and when I give you a ride, you only give me $5?" What did Warren say? "Because I didn't have a rich father. My son has a rich father. He can easily part with money. We have a very rich father. If you have a dollar and someone needs something, give it to him. You have a father up there who has everything and could do anything where you want. Your dollar is his dollar. What's mine? What's yours? We're all one big happy family." The bottom line is Hashem roi lo yechzar. Hashem is our shepherd. We have nothing to worry about. He's taking care of ourselves. Lo yivara ki atay midi. I don't have to fear anything because you're with me. May we be able to grow in our bitachon, enjoy a peaceful life where we can just focus on what's important in life, our relationships with not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our family, and our friends. Shkayach.